This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The United States and Guatemala have signed a so-called Safe Third Country Agreement that requires migrants who cross into Guatemala on their way to the United States to apply for protections in the Central American country. VOA's Steve Herman reports.
With President Donald Trump looking on, the agreement was signed by Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Kevin McAleenan and Guatemalan Interior Minister Enrique Degenhart. Trump was asked by VOA News what was the breakthrough that led to the agreement after threats of retaliation by the U.S. president.
We just get along, and they're doing what we've asked them to do, and I think it's going to be a great thing for Guatemala. They don't want these problems either.
The path to implementation of the plan is unclear. Guatemala's constitutional court has ruled that any such agreement, which is widely criticized in that country, will require legislative approval. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Friday handed President Donald Trump a victory by letting his administration redirect $2.5 billion approved by Congress for the Pentagon to help build his promised wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. The conservative majority court voted 5-4 with the court's liberals in dissent to block in full a ruling by a federal judge in California barring the Republican president from spending the money. The lower court had ruled that Congress did not specifically authorize the funds to be spent on the wall project, fiercely opposed by Democrats and Mexico's government. In a highly unusual move, Trump had declared a national emergency in a bid to fund the wall without congressional approval, an action that Democrats said exceeded his powers under the Constitution and usurped the authority of the Congress. This is VOA News. The Turkish government says